This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
We're starting the podcast without Emma.
Well, we started the podcast without you yesterday.
Yeah, but that's normal.
Oh, this chair is different.
Also, I can like hear myself. I think those headphones are so loud over there that I can actually hear myself twice.
And they were next to the microphone.
One, two. Ah, yeah, there we go. Anyway, Emma is away somewhere. I don't know what she's doing.
She's here now.
What I'm doing is going back on... Hold on, we're going to play a prank. Which comes in. Anyway, so that's the crack. Have a great day and good luck.
See you later. We're loads to be doing.
It smells lovely in here.
We're joking. Pranked. Fucking pranked.
Have you just started?
Yeah.
Have you just started?
Oh, no, I was not... like, that's lovely now.
You don't want to speak on the podcast?
No. We just spoke a lot today. That's all.
It's a busy show.
We did. It was like we did a radio show or something.
Yeah.
We didn't really speak about, like, we spoke about a lot of gigs, but we didn't really touch on, like, Pitbull. Great gig? You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was savage. It was so good. Fun. Like, everyone was in such good form.
It was
the girls,
a silly gig, isn't
all
it?
All the girls in the Pitbull, like, bald caps and the shirts and the top. Eyes and the mustaches, and they were giving it socks, and I was like, this is the funniest thing ever.
It's so funny just watching people. Like, you could go and just sit in the crowd and observe. If you say, for example, like if you were a deaf person and you can't hear Pitbull's music, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's one of those gigs where it's so entertaining to be there.
Everyone's having a fun time. My girlfriend Linda got
everybody having a good time.
She ordered a bald cap and the aviators and a tie and everything, because they her friend who she went with kind of had shirts and everything. Everything turned up but the bald caps.
No.
There was a guy selling them outside Marley Park last night, €8 ago.
I liked the ones that, like, they put on their heads and you could just still see their hair underneath.
I had respect for the people as well who had, like, the swimming caps.
Yeah, some people just wore swimming caps.
And others just wear the tights, which are brilliant.
It's clever.
What really, like, made me a bit funny, though, like, fucking the dancers, lads. Did you see that?
The dancers were...
Oh,
gas.
Did
you ever hear
dancers?
The song Bubble Butt? Bubble, 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 butt. It was like that.
Arses, I remember when I saw him in the Three Arena. The arses everywhere.
Oh, like the objectifying of these women is something else. Like, it's like,
oh,
it's
so boring.
In today's world,
it's empowering.
That doesn't happen. Oh, right. Okay.
Let a woman have her arse out.
It's just like the level of, like, BDSM in terms of their costume and everything was, like, so extra, to the point where, you know, the way, like, grand if you have your...
It was just a leotard. It was like being at the circus.
Okay, all right.
The Pitbull
circus.
Even
the, like,
can't believe
like,
out of the two of us, I'm the feminist.
Area, they had, like, skin colour around there to make it look like their vaginas were out. Like,
what?
Yeah.
I did notice that.
And, and same across the chest, so it looked like their boobies were actually out.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't even just, like, sexy outfits. It was like, no, these women are, like, pretty much naked.
He's fucking fuming. He's missing it now. He missed it now. but do you know what I was thinking, right? I was just curious because I was like, imagine back in the 80s, right, when you had people look up on stage. Yeah. They wouldn't have worn that. And now it's 40 years later and people are wearing that. I wonder what people will be wearing in another 40 years. Will they go back to, like, more clothes? Will they have less clothes?
Mm. Like, of all the gigs I've been to lately, I've never seen dancers like that. It's just very much...
I've never seen dancers like that either. Yeah. No, it was even, even at 50
girls,
Cent.
Whatever you're happy with. But I was just like, it's just funny because he's of that era of, like, when those songs that he was releasing were big in the noughties, the kind of misogynistic music videos were everywhere, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? In that genre of music as well. So, anyway.
Hey. Interesting conversations.
Sorry for ruining the fun, guys.
No, I'm just like, I'm just clearly the bigger feminist here.
We should have ended this when we did the prank.
Pranked.
Let's go. Turn up.
Bin.
All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Bin.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are we? Happy Wednesday, everybody.
If you're in a position to look outside right now, do. It's glorious.
It is very nice.
It feels like we're on our holidays.
But it's also like warm. It's not morning
hot.
Warm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when we come out in the morning, it's actually kind of a little bit chilly.
Normally, yeah.
Like maybe 15, 14 degrees or something when it's so nice out this week.
It takes a while for it to burn off.
That
is
class.
Morning.
That
it does
is so
feel
nice.
Like you're on your holidays and you're gone outside with your little cafe con leche.
16 degrees right now.
Beautiful.
Do you know what? It's so hot that yesterday in my garden, I saw a dragonfly.
Sorry, do we even have them in this country?
Apparently. Unless someone had it as a pet and was letting it loose for
did
a walk.
You, again, I'm not questioning your judgment or your ability to...
To spot.
To spot, but sure now, dragonfly, yeah.
I took a photo.
Wow, Dave, that's so not
looks like it doesn't belong here. It's too nice to live in this country.
It's crazy, but do you know what I kept doing? So, like, it's two giant wings multiplied by two, so it's four giant wings. And it just kind of moves the tail up and down into the grass and, like, kind of almost like feeds or something from the grass. I don't know what it was doing.
We're looking at a video of it here. It's
just a live photo. But it's so cool. And it was so big. And I was like, if that went into my housemates would genuinely die.
They'd be scared of it.
If Linda sees a fly, she freaks.
Really?
Can you imagine if she sees a spider? Can you imagine if she saw a dragonfly?
Do you think
it would be the funniest thing in the world?
It would be like that Catch 'em Daddy.
Catch him, Daddy.
Got the bat in the house. I just did a quick old Google there. Apparently, and this is according to the National Biodiversity Data Centre. I know, big words for 7 o'clock in the morning. Ireland is home to 25 resident species of dragonflies.
Wow.
What? I thought you were going to say 25 dragonflies. I was like, one of them was in my garden.
One of them hangs out with me. There's always that one person in the friendship group who can handle the picking up the spiders and all that. And that was me.
That's not me.
Oh, really?
No.
I'd be like, come on, little daddy long legs, out the door for you.
Dragonflies do look like that they belong in the 1800s.
They do. They're glorious.
And my garden.
It's going to be another cracker of a day. Welcome. Jazzy with Chris Lorenzo and Invisible on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just tell us again how much you like that song, Dave.
I genuinely listened to it on Spotify yesterday. I don't listen to any Spin music on Spotify just because I listen to it so much during the day. But I went home and I was driving home and it was so nice and I listened to that tune on Spotify.
It's great.
I would recommend if it's sunny out, listen to that tune. It's called Invisible. It's by Jazzy. That's the first time I've ever played Jazzy on my Spotify.
You never know. She could be your most streamed artist of the year. Honestly, you've got five months to go.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Come here. I want to tell you, I found a new hack.
Oh, yeah?
The best way to lose weight. No one knows about it.
God, I miss the old you.
The best way to lose weight. I found it.
What
you ready for it? It's going to blow your mind.
Mm.
Exercise.
No way.
I swear to God. I know it sounds mad.
Like moving and stuff?
Yeah, moving.
Like your legs and your arms?
Specifically, walking.
Wow.
Really good. I know. I was as shocked as you were. No one told me this.
You need to copyright that.
I would think so, yeah.
It's like, there's research that you probably want to study.
I'm thinking of becoming a trainer and just, that's the entire, you know, thing. I basically went and did a few steps yesterday because after work I walked to the car, which is 20 metres down the road.
20 minutes or 20 metres?
20 metres.
Right.
Drove home. My driveway is very big because I'm very successful, so it's about three minutes to the door there, so that's more steps.
And is that the house that you're renting with four other people?
It is, yeah. Very successful. And then I might have done some pottering around the house, you know, making some lunch and things like that. And then I went to play golf.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of walking in golf.
I was about to say, that seems like quite a bit of strolling.
In that heat, lads, it's actually the perfect time to lose weight because here's another one, right? Sweat.
Yeah.
You lose so much weight from sweat.
Now, we won't get into the details of the fact that that's pure water weight, but hey, stick with it.
Yeah, man. I don't fully understand that whole thing. All I know is that some days I weigh myself and I go, nah. And then other days I weigh myself and I go, where did it go? Do you know, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
do you remember when you didn't care about this stuff?
Honestly, I miss that so much.
Yeah.
But you see, my trainer sent me the updated, like my updated kind of weekly, not a plan, but just like his feedback.
Mm.
And he sent me the link to the feedback. And then he also sent me a voice note. And I listened to the voice note first. And he was like, listen, you're going to hear the feedback. It's pretty harsh. And I was like, ooh, that's not good. And so I did listen to the feedback. And he was basically like, man, what are you doing? Like, you said you were going to make these promises to be this person. And you're not being this person. And I was like, do you know what? I understand it's his job. But I was also like, he's not aware I just walked for 4 hours on the golf course.
Mm.
And I'm not going to the gym, but I'm getting a lot of steps in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just a bit sick of the gym at the moment. I've kind of got gym ick.
I know, it happens.
I've got gym ick at the moment.
I'm going through a phase of that myself.
But I do have a love, a bit of a graw for walking. So anyway, I did the golf course.
I think with the weather when it's so nice, genuinely does put you off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not running that heat. I'd collapse.
I'd rather walk around 5K than go and do a gym set.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? No bother
at all. It's just too hot and sticky.
So I went and played golf for 4 hours. That was good crack. I got a good few thousand steps in. And then I had to drive home and walk to Pitbull. Parked in Nutgrove Shopping Centre, yeah. Walked up to Pitbull, mm-hmm. Shouted to Nutgrove, didn't I get onto you? And walked all the way up to Nutgrove, all the way up to Marley Park and then back, which I know was only about 20 minutes, but after you've done already, like...
No, and as you've moved around Marley Park and done a bit of...
Exactly, I was dancing non-stop.
Yeah, yeah. So, what was the step count yesterday?
27,000 steps.
Go on, that's insanely good.
I was happy enough with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And happy then that's brilliant.
I got home, my housemate Linda, who walks everywhere, she was like, oh, I'm already on 26 as well, and that was before... That 27 was my finished thing, yeah. Like in bed. Hers was 26 before we left Marley Park.
Wow.
She walks nonstop.
It is funny. I always see Linda just walking.
Yeah.
She's just one of these people that you're like, oh, there's Linda walking.
Do you know what?
Again.
You listening have probably seen Linda walking. You just didn't know it was Linda.
I got 15 yesterday.
Nice.
So be proud of yourself. 27 is absolutely massive.
I'm going to do a couple of K today, like a couple of maybe 5K, 6K or something.
Yeah.
Get that. Honestly, lads, absolutely. I lost a kg.
From yesterday. The maths don't be
mathing
sometimes.
I went from, oh my God, I hate myself to, I don't need the gym. I don't need a trainer. I just need more golf.
Dave's fitness journey has been one of the most eye-opening and frustrating things I've ever been around.
Mm.
When is this over?
Oh, hopefully soon. Hopefully soon.
This is a spoiler warning. If you are savouring Love Island, if you were out and about last night and you haven't caught up and you've avoided any news and you want to catch up later, maybe just turn the radio down for a few minutes because spoilers incoming. 3, 2, 1. The dream is over, lads. Football is not coming home to Ireland. Charlene Murphy has left the villa. Absolutely devastated. For those who don't know, and I know producer Callum hasn't been following as closely, but is very much aware of certainly the Charlene aspect, because this is kind of our World Cup. She went into the villa just over a week ago, and I think you put yourself in quite a vulnerable position to go in as a CASA person, because you have only a couple of days to make an impact. And the people that you go into Casa Moore and you meet, they typically have another flame back in the main
villa.
You're
already on the back foot, like,
yeah.
And unless something really brilliant happens really quickly, the chances are you're not going to make it back to the main villa. So I think it was really brave for her to go in there in the first place.
From my understanding, the people in Casa Moore, they're there to steal a person away person in the other
pretty
villa.
Pretty much, or the other woman.
Yeah.
And the other guy or whatever, you know. But the good thing was, as soon as Charlene arrived, this guy Kevin, who had been coupled up with this girl in the main villa, Jasmine, he took a real shine to Charlene. Jasmine, his OG flame, is like in her later 20s. Kevin's a bit younger.
He's 21.
Okay. And Kevin and Jasmine had a pretty volatile time in the lead up to Casa Amor, to the point where Kevin had said he wanted to take an emotional step back.
This is Ross and Rachel in the modern day.
And he wanted to take a break from it. His whole demeanor had dropped over the previous few days. He was getting really down on himself and sad, and it just wasn't really working.
So he was looking to go to Casa Amor to find someone new, basically.
Potentially. He still had feelings there for your one Jasmine, but he was
a bit more open to it.
Here comes lovely Charlene, so bright and happy and kind, and they hit it off. They had a brilliant few days. He brought Charlene back, and then all hell broke loose because your one Jasmine back in the main villa. She played the kind of victim role in this, even though we discovered over the last few days she manipulated the situation to kind of play more of a victim role. That's a long story, but that's kind of what happened and what was revealed.
Careful
on
now,
movie
the Jasmine
night.
Fans will be after you.
But that's what happened, no? She basically wanted to appear as the one standing there solo, but manipulated.
That is what she said. Also, if Jasmine fans are coming first, that is what she said. She said she wanted to be there alone.
So that he could see her alone. But she asked one of the other girls to bring back, to stick with a guy that she liked.
Okay.
So that she'd have an option with him.
Oh,
but then
very gameplay.
A lot of gameplay
in this.
So the last few days has just been Jasmine running around the villa bawling her eyes out, crying over this.
It's so uncomfortable to watch.
I hate this part of Love Island when it gets to this point.
Weird.
Where you're actually like nervous to watch because it's like, this isn't pleasant viewing.
You're playing with people's emotions.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. Last night got in from the Pitbull gig quite late. So I couldn't not watch, but after 20 minutes I did turn it off because it was uncomfortable viewing. It wasn't even fun to watch, and I was like, it's getting late.
Marley Park last night, and there was girls stopping me and going, Charlene's gone.
Did you hear Charlene's gone?
Oh my God.
Yeah, the episode last night, for the first few minutes, it started with Jazz and Cav rekindling things in a big way, which is not the news that we wanted, basically.
I can't see how we can't get through it. Do you know what I mean?
If I'm being fully honest, I do think it's not that I am falling. I think I have fallen. You came back with someone and the way I felt was, like, devastated. And I was also angry with myself because I could have told you that sooner.
I just don't believe anything.
Don't believe a word of it. I think there's a genuine potential there for Cavan and Charlene. But anyway, it's over now. He's messing around for days, so forget about it.
We've made a deal now that it's 100%.
Okay.
And this is...
We're committing to actually trying.
This is... full commitment now.
I just don't, like, for anyone coming for me, as in Jasmine fans, who are very vocal and very loud and quite mean, like Jasmine, they're just a little bit, it doesn't make any sense. If you love her so much, why is she with him? He's 21.
It's not going to work.
He's basically a yup bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what she's with. And have you seen the caliber of person she is? I'm not saying he's not good looking. Yeah. He's very good looking, but he's a yup bro.
You know what's weird as well? When COVID hit, he was 15.
This is what I'm saying. She was going out with Hector Bellerin. Is it Bellerin, the footballer?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has a tattoo of her in his hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, then
Bellerin.
What happened? Sure, Cav had to go and tell Charlene that this has all happened.
Oh,
poor
no.
Charlene. She's had the worst time. She went in. She's such a bubbly, lovely person. And her edit and all she's really had on screen is this kind of being the victim of Cav's movements. And then she didn't really have time otherwise.
She's in the office sometimes because she had the podcast Hold My Drink. And like we've seen her and you've obviously worked with her, Dave, and I don't know if you have, but she just seems such a lovely person.
Yeah, she's bang on. She's
it's so such
sound.
A shame.
So sound.
I'm very sorry.
It's all right. I'm so sorry. Your feelings are how you feel. I can't make you feel any type of way.
She's such a nice girl. I feel really bad.
I know. But you're saying, you're like, oh, I can't juggle it, but it's like you've not tried. And I'm not asking you to try. This is your decision, but that's where I'm just like, what?
Annoying
it's
the way it worked out
that
for her.
She's going from Hector Bellerin to Cavan. Like, it's nuts that she'll have this absolute mansion of this fella from Hector Bellerin. And I think they actually had a pretty alright breakup and stuff like that. I think they're still on good terms or whatever. But she's going to that to go into like Wetherspoons on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? And getting a hashtag gifted steak and chips. That's the difference. It's mad.
I think Charlene's better off now. I'm glad that she's just out of it and that's it. Yeah. She went in and just bring her home now. Exactly, yeah. The other big loss last night, another spoiler alert, Mara's gone.
Oh yeah, I liked
her.
Two
of the absolute legends of Casa Amor are gone.
She was good.
So that's a shame. Anyway, we live and we move on, but no World Cup and now no Charlene winning. Boo!
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Good clapping.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. We call it Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It is an exclusive to Spin. And if I go anywhere else, it'll be exclusive to there too. Who's on to play?
It's Tom, how are you?
He's getting on, I'm all good.
Good stuff. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just heading into work now.
What do you do, Tom?
I build machines for Intel.
Tom, the building machiner, the machine builder for Intel. Very, very good. Welcome to Spin and welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Do you know, in another life, I wish I could do a job that, you know, uses your hands. I'd say the workday flies. Do you know when you're building something? Like, this morning I'm going to build that, then have me tea break, then I'm going to build this.
Yeah, when you're going, it's good.
It sounds incredibly impressive and I'm a little bit intimidated, Tom, I'm not going to lie. So we're just going to move on swiftly. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing As Dave Has Written Down. Tom, have you heard this game before?
I have indeed.
You have? Brilliant. I love it. I'm going to run through the rules just in case for anyone listening who doesn't know. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing, good day. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like name any shop. Tom, you're going to hear three beeps. They sound like this. Can you confirm you can hear the beeps?
I can hear the beeps.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You answer on the third beep. If you say Tesco and I've Tesco written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. And every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. You listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Tom, are you ready for round one?
I am.
Good luck, Tom.
Fight. Round one. Tom, for one IMC Cinema Pass, name any word beginning with T.
Toaster.
Interesting. Tea and toast. I have tea and toast every single day for my breakfast. And I have written down tea.
Oh my god, that's weirdly close for such a broad potential answer.
It is.
Tom, okay, fair play. You've one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. I presume we're going to play on here.
We are indeed, yes.
Ravage, Tom. Round two. For two IMC Cinema Passes, name any TV game show.
Catchphrase.
Oh, my friend Megan's favourite show of all time.
Tom, I'm really, really glad that you picked Catchphrase. Do you know why? Because
what?
The answer I wrote down, I just realised, is probably too difficult and everyone would probably answer that. So I'm really glad you said Catchphrase on round two. I've written down The Chase.
Oh, David.
Mm. I thought that would, I was like, that'll get someone out. And I was like, no, that's too hard too soon.
Do you know what I mean? Tom, you have two IMC Cinema Passes. Would you like to play on for the third?
Yeah.
Love it, Tom. Let's do it. Round three for three IMC Cinema Passes. Name any city in the UK.
Birmingham.
I think the biggest city in England, if I'm not mistaken.
Second biggest,
apart from London, obviously, of course, is Birmingham. And I have written down Manchester.
Yay, my favourite Birmingham story very quickly was when my dad, my brother booked tickets to see West Brom for my dad, and the match was on in Birmingham, and the match actually was on the wrong weekend that my brother booked flights for. So they just went over to Birmingham, walked around for the day, went to a shopping centre and flew home.
The more I hear about your mother, your brother, the more I think, what a disaster.
He's one of those people, he's like, you know, got the brains in for academia but not for life.
Yeah, fair enough. He hasn't got the street smart.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, would you like to play on for four IMC Cinema Passes?
Yeah, I need one more to bring the whole family, so we may as well.
Love that, Tom. All right, let's see if we can get the whole family to the cinema. Round four. Name any breakfast food.
Cheerios.
Specific, I like it.
You went cereal and I really
you
like that. And I
have written challenge.
Very good. I have written down sausages.
Woohoo! Okay, into the final round, Tom. Are you going to go for the five?
Oh, what do you reckon? Yes or no?
I reckon go for it.
Go on.
The reason I say go for it is because you have a 1 in 5 chance with this one. Round five for five IMC Cinema Passes, Tom, is name any colour of the sweet treat Skittles.
Oh.
Yellow.
My least favourite Skittle. And I have written down orange.
Yeah!
Tom has completed the game and won 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations. How do you feel, Tom, the builder? He's through the roof. Good.
Happy days. And come here, what is there something particular that the kids want to see?
I'm sure they'll tell me when I tell them we got a few tickets on the radio.
Brilliant.
Fair play, Tom. Thank you very much for playing. Have a lovely day.
You too, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Good luck.
Talk to you later. What a success all round.
Another happy customer. Mm-hmm. We play next week at the same time.
Ariana Grande's Hate That I Made You Love Me on Spin. Hello.
Do you know, my sister is the biggest fan of Ariana Grande ever. Mm. And I always think that's interesting because most people are a fan of like Beyonce or who else?
Is it just because Sophie's a bit younger?
But she's not really, like she's 22 or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's just interesting that she has a Twitter that's just basically devoted to Ariana Grande.
Really?
You're 22, love. Grow up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't had I don't know anyone who like a stan.
Yeah.
You know, I know Michaela Hayes is a stan of BTS and like a lot of
K-pop. Yeah, but I don't think she has a BTS Twitter account.
She probably does.
Actually, having said that, I've never immediately regretted a sentence more because she 100% now thinking about it has a BTS Twitter account.
Definitely.
Oh, she definitely abuses people.
A finsta. Yeah. Michaela, you're at 10 o'clock, but actually she's a nightmare in comments. Anyone who says anything but perfect stuff about BTS, obviously jokes, but
I like
true.
That Ari tune though.
It's good. Decent. It takes
it's a bit
while
of a grower. I agree.
Yeah. It's lovely. It's good to have her back. Tricky 10 on the way. We play twice a day for €2,000. But obviously the big one, I suppose, this weekend is the Dermot Kennedy gigs. He's been posting on Instagram. I'd imagine his nerves are through the roof as well at the moment. These are going to be the biggest gigs of his career to date. He's been out walking in the woods trying to keep himself calm, it looks like, with his little dog, Tom.
It makes no sense to me that this man is playing the Aviva Stadium.
It's brilliant.
It makes no sense to
me. I think it does make sense in terms of...
In what way?
I suppose... 9 years it's been building up to this moment, really, since he first started.
Not that I'm saying he can't sell it out, 100%, but this man is famously quite quiet.
Yeah.
And doesn't do amazing in huge crowds. Do you know what I mean? He's not the most vocal in terms of like
speaking. I get what you mean.
He's going to look at all those people and go, thanks for coming. Yeah. Here's another song. And that'll be it.
He has kind of said, I think, in the past, yeah, about talking to the crowd, it's not maybe his favourite thing to say. And he certainly doesn't like, I don't think, saying the same thing every gig. Yeah, do you know what I mean? But he's going to have to switch it on. He's got thousands of people to entertain.
He's going to have to switch it on. If you want to go, well, come on and top the leaderboard on the Tricky 10. If you want to play, it's just 10 questions. Each answer is either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10 for every single answer. All right, but they won't repeat. It's the Tricky 10. If you get all of them correct, you'll win 2,000 euro. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Can't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one.
Music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good advice from Alex there. Don't forget the factor 50. I stupidly put factor 30 on yesterday and I don't think it was enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you cover the whole body or just the face?
Just the face and the arms and the legs.
Good
just
man.
Anywhere that had clothes on, I didn't bother.
We're famously terrible for sun cream. We need to really get on
some
it better.
Some people put it on every day and I think that's really impressive.
It is really impressive. So basically, I've been on this like anxiety medication for a few years, right? And the one thing I've been saying to Dave and Callum for ages, and I'm mentioning it to you on air the odd time, is it makes it kind of hard to cry sometimes. And sometimes I miss a good cry, you know, because before an X Factor audition would have me in floods, you know, that kind of way. Whereas these days, the tears just don't come the same way at all. So I'm weaning off them at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I've weaned off them before and it's proper like, I got real dizzy.
Yeah, I'm getting real zappy.
Yeah.
It's not very nice at the moment. But the one thing is coming back are the tears.
Oh, good.
I sobbed at Mumford & Sons the other night.
Did
sobbed.
You?
Absolutely sobbed.
I'm happy
and
for
then,
you.
And then last night, I was at home and I was so... This is ridiculous. This is how ridiculous it is. I cried for Egypt yesterday. I just thought they deserved it. I watched most of the match. I was like, I can't believe they're 2-0 up against the world champions.
I like the way you watch football because you need almost like a little background check on each team and each player and what they're
doing.
I like
to know what's going on.
Yeah, you like to make it personal. You like to make it personal.
I do.
But that's so funny because I feel like for the last while, I cry too much at everything. Like
really?
Stupid stuff. Like obviously funerals or whatever, but like weddings. If I'm at a concert.
Yes.
Like if someone in Love Island gets dumped. Like I cry so much stuff. I've probably gotten all of your tears. So I'm looking forward to starting to share
give them
a bit more
bit.
Again. Yeah.
And then so 2-0 up. Crying. I was like, this is class. Like good for Egypt. The underdog up against Argentina. Went for a shower. Was back downstairs in 20 minutes. Saw the score. Saw the final whistle. And I started bawling. I was like, what is wrong with me?
That's so funny.
When does everything regulate? Because this can't happen either. So be very careful. Anything could set me off at the moment,
yeah,
okay?
The two people entertaining you this morning are mental. Good morning.
Tricky. More money on the line right now, though. 2,000 euro on the Tricky 10.
Yeah, exactly. The game where we ask you 10 questions, get them all right, we win 2,000 euro. If you get most of them right out of everyone who's played this week, then you'll win prizes.
Yes,
pretty
and
cool.
It's a lovely one today. Dermot Kennedy playing the Aviva this weekend.
Nice.
Alan's on to give it a go. How are you feeling this morning, Alan?
Good, yeah, feeling great. Yeah, ready to go.
Alan, how many people do this? Alan, Alan.
Steve.
Alan.
Too many.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Especially at this time of year. Festival season brings out people.
It's good to know that I am no funnier than anyone on the street.
yeah.
Alan, what's the story?
My brother's name is Fenton, so if you recall that...
Fenton! Fenton! I love that video. Oh my God, what a throwback. Alan, what is the story for you for the day?
The story is, I just pulled up, I'm on the way to work, I'm a primary school teacher.
Brilliant. Well, so surely you're done, are you?
I'm actually doing a July program.
Okay.
Just for this week and last week.
So. More school. Fantastic.
So there's some kids that actually are going into the school at this time, are they?
Yeah, it's kind of like for any kids that might need any extra.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, it's summer school, Alan.
Get you a bit of a leg up before September.
Yeah, basically, give them a head start.
Nice.
Oh my God, and is that voluntary or do you have to do it?
It's voluntary, yeah.
God, Dave, imagine if your mother sent you to that.
Oh my God, she would. She totally would. I was so behind from day one.
We do nice things. We're going kayaking today now.
Oh, savage.
That sounds like summer camp to me.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, Alan.
Basically, yeah.
All right, look, let's try and win you 2 grand. Are you a Dermot Kennedy fan? Is it somewhere you'd like to be this weekend at the Aviva with him?
Yeah, we'd definitely go. We'd love to go.
Okay, well, let's do our very best then. This morning, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and that answer, if correct, won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer and if you don't know an answer, you might as well just give it a guess, Alan. If you top the leaderboard, you're off to Dermot Kennedy at the weekend. If you get all 10 questions correct on the spot, we'll sort you out with that €2,000. Nicole is currently top of the leaderboard. She scored 5 in 55 seconds. So that's what you're trying to beat as it stands. Okay. All right, the best of luck, Alan.
All right, Alan, the very best of luck. I'm rooting for you. Here we go. The tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Transition year happens in what year of secondary school?
4th year.
What date in June will be tomorrow?
9th.
How many times did Pitbull play the 3 arena last year?
Twice.
What number is 10% of 60?
6.
On a computer number pad, what number would usually have the home function if you pressed it with shift?
1.
How many letters are there in the word adjudicate?
10.
Adam Levine fronts a band with what number in its name?
5.
The film Legally Blonde was released in the year 2000 and what?
8.
How many teams are left in the FIFA World Cup?
8.
Complete this saying, it takes what to tango?
2.
Stop the clock. All right, Alan, how do you think you did?
Well, I doubled up a couple of answers, so I think maybe 7.
Okay.
7, a score of 7. That's your guess. Yeah. I have no idea what your score is because I was doing the questions and it's very hard to do the questions on the answers.
Just to say, if you did get a 7, that would put you top of the leaderboard and we're at Wednesday already. So let's just top them up and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, bang on 7, Alan.
You got your 7.
That's unreal.
And we need to have a check-in on your time as well because you were quite speedy.
Yeah,
Callum.
You did great. You had time to spare then, Alan. You're top of the leaderboard, 7 in 48.71.
Oh, lovely. Well done, Alan. That's really, really good. How do you feel?
Feel good. Yeah, a couple of ones threw me off. But,
that's okay.
The one that's really confused, and Callum, maybe you can explain it to me. Mm-hmm. On a computer number pad, what number should usually have the home function if you press it with shift?
If you look at your computer keyboard, on the right-hand side, there's the number pad.
Yeah. One of them says home.
Home on it. Yeah, so you press shift and home.
It's
a keyboard shortcut.
I've never noticed that it says home. And it actually says home on my keyboard right here.
For that, you said 1, but the answer was actually 7. The other ones that just caught you there, Alan, obviously we had Pitbull here last night. We were looking at last year's 3 arena gigs. He played here 3 times, February 19th, and he came back in June the 5th and 6th. And finally, Legally Blonde, it was released in the year 2000 and what? People are talking about it at the moment because the musical is coming to the board. Gosh, it was released in the year 2001.
Nice.
So there
one.
You go.
Alan, fair play to you. Fair play for top of the leaderboard and for being just a great guy. We've really enjoyed chatting to you.
Enjoy kayaking.
Yeah, do enjoy it.
And I give just a quick shout out to my partner Dan, who's listening at home, and our daughter Ada. She's 7 months old today. So
love that.
Lucky number 7.
Amazing.
Fabulous.
Shout out to Dara and Ayla. And you, Alan, have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye. Okay, that's it. We're going to play again in an hour's time if you want to take it on. If you want to go to Dermot Kennedy this weekend, I'd say the phone was going to kick in for people now if they're not there, kind of a thing.
Mm.
I'd say it'll be pretty magic. Get in touch now with the word tricky and play just after 9 o'clock, 087-711-1038. So at this time on the show yesterday, I kind of aired some dirty laundry on the show in front of everybody.
Not yours, though.
Exactly.
Mine.
Dave's. I was saying that it's not just me who's had this opinion over the last few weeks that maybe David Hammond's a bit lost at the moment, doesn't know who he is, has lost sight of himself.
Mm.
For the 10 plus years I've known the guy, I've always known him as a proud Meath man, yet there's been sightings of him in Croke Park over the last few weekends, once in a Dublin jersey and in a really confusing angle last weekend in a Galway jersey. Now, we know from Dave that his mum's side of the family are all Dubs and his granny is famously a Finglas lady and he spent lots of time in Dublin growing up, but born and bred Meath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was giving him a bit of shtick for this yesterday because it was like, what business do you have rocking a Dublin jersey?
And she's not the only one. My family were on to me as well. Cousins were texting me like, what are you doing wearing a Dublin jersey? And then other, like my mom, I texted a photo of me wearing the Dublin jersey to mom and she was like, Colm, who's my uncle, she was like, Colm, you're so proud. I'm like, stop, pick a lane, people. Either yeah. I can wear the jersey or I can't.
People get so fussy about this type of stuff as an Irish person, obviously me included. But we kind of got to the point where Dave said this yesterday, because I said, do you even have a Meath jersey? And he, so sorry to Meath people, he said no.
I can't win. Neither want me.
It seems like Meath doesn't want him and Dublin doesn't want him.
What I meant by that, right, is not the Meath, but like, say for example, people are always like, oh, you're from the country, which I'm like, yeah, that's true, right? But my family, who are all dubs, would say, I'm from the country. My friends, who are all from the country, would say, you're a dub. Mm-hmm. Reason being, because I grew up, basically, in Dublin. I know Dublin like the back of my hand. My family are from Dublin. I have ties here.
Of course, and you spent a lot of time here.
Exactly. Yep. If we went swimming, if we went to the cinema, if we went anywhere, we'd go to Dublin.
Like, I
get you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more just of a... I feel home here.
I was thinking about this since we had this conversation yesterday, and Jack actually was listening to it and was like having a go at me, because he was like, you're kind of the opposite, aren't you? And I was like, what do you mean? And he made a really good point. Since I was a kid, because I grew up in Dublin until I was six,
yes.
Right? I was born in Dublin, my mum's a dub, and then when I was 6 years old, my dad's a Waterford, and we all shipped down to Waterford and moved to Waterford. And as a result, I feel very Waterford. But when I'm in Dublin, my Dublin family, friends and family in Dublin are always like, would you go away out of that? You're a dub.
You're a dub.
Right? And that suits me when I'm in Dublin. But when I'm in Waterford, I can totally be like, nah, sure, I was born and reared in Waterford. But as soon as like there's a match on, if there was ever like a Dublin-Waterford match, there'd be problems, because like my uncles and stuff would be like, would you go away out of it? Like, you're a dub.
Yeah.
And then obviously my Waterford friends would be like, would you shut up? You've been here since you were six. You'd swear you were in Dublin until you were 25.
Yeah.
Like, you were young enough to mold into a different life.
I think,
do you know what I mean?
People just love coming for us, Emma.
They do. But I do think we need to kind of get somewhere with this and get an answer about what your rights are as a Meath man in a Dublin jersey.
It's very hard to figure out. Like, it's very hard to figure out, because I would consider myself half dub. And the reason I was wearing the Galway jersey is because, for some reason, I don't know why, I've been blessed with this, but most of the people in my life are from Galway. All my housemates are from Galway. All the lads I play golf with are from Galway. All the people I go out with are from Galway. That's just how my life has worked out for some reason. So I'm going to wear a Galway jersey only when they're playing Hurling, though.
And it's such a weird one, because like that, when, like, as I say again, as someone who I am technically from Dublin, was here till I was six, but I'd be like, the neck of me putting on a Dublin jersey?
Yeah.
Do you know, do they even want me? I didn't like spend every second of my life here. Yeah. Do you know that kind of way? Why are we like this?
Well, there's other dubs who'd be like, yeah, of course you can wear it. What are you
the
talking
more blue
about?
And navy out there, the better. We will get a result on this, because I have an idea of something we need to do to sort this out for Dave.
Good morning. All right, we're getting down to the bottom of it this week, it seems, because on my Instagram story a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I went to a Dublin match and I wore a Dublin jersey. I myself am a proud Meath man, and people are kind of questioning the fact that I wore a Dublin jersey.
It's like, where does his allegiances lie?
Reason being, I always considered myself half dub. I was never born here, but I do live here and all of my family are from here. Well, one side of my family are from here. Obviously, like my mom, my granny, all my uncles, they're all dubs. They are very split as well. Some of them would be like, I'm proud of you for wearing the Dublin jersey. Others would be like, what are you wearing a Dublin jersey for?
You're
from Meath. Do you know what I mean? But like, my girlfriend,
the thing with the two counties as well is they neighbour each other. So it's very tight, you know?
I'm just from outside Dublin. Do you know what I mean? And so, well, like, people would say, no, you're not. You're from like Bennystown or whatever. But it's fairly close. Like, it's 10 minutes down the road. But also, my girlfriend's from Dublin and my girlfriend's dad used to play for Dublin. So, and he has 3 All-Irelands for Dublin. So I feel like, I feel weird wearing a Meath jersey around him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we just need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I think for once and for all, let's just...
Because
we all have this issue sometimes when we're putting on different jerseys of like, do I have the right to be wearing this? I only lived here for 4 years. Blah, 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 blah. So just answer this question this morning. Can Dave, as technically a Meath man, wear a Dublin jersey?
Answer
that question for us this morning.
No matter where you're from, I'm curious. And the reason being is because I genuinely don't feel like I belong anywhere, because the dubs would say, no, you're a culture. But all my culture mates would be like, no, you're a dub. Because of my accent or the way I phrase things or the way I'd be like, no, everywhere in Dublin. Like, say, for example, you were born in Dublin, right?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you. I'd be like, it's the street with the centre on it, with the flower pot outside.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to get from here to Tala. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I would, but I know your point. Your point is, you know Dublin like the back of your hand. You spent loads of time here as a kid and all that, whereas I moved off.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So look, can Dave wear a Dublin jersey? I presume you might have a big fire in your belly about this as a dub or as a Meath person, but no matter where you're from, let us know what you think. and let's put an end to this for once and for all.
And keep in mind, I'm not against going, like, say if it's no, that's fine, but I would wear a Meath jersey. I would also wear a Galway jersey because I have a lot of ties to Galway as well in terms of my mates are all from there. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Now let's focus on this one now, the Dublin jersey.
But
okay?
The Dublin jersey, yeah, I'm curious.
Can he wear a Dublin jersey? 087 711 1038. Your voice notes, please.
This morning on the show, I'm getting down to a question I have always wondered about myself. And we're finally getting to the bottom of it. Reason being, I am a Meath man. I'm from Meath. I was born in Meath, lived in Meath. And all my family are Dubs, and I'm so kind of consider myself a half Dub. And so I was spotted at Croke Park wearing a Dublin jersey, and people kind of came for me a little bit, going, "You're a Meath man." And then a lot of my Dublin family would be like, "What are you doing wearing a Meath jersey, or wearing a Dublin jersey?" And the other half of my family are like,
"Delighted,
yeah, you know, proud of you to have that on." All my country friends think I'm a Dub. All my Dub friends think I'm country. Mm. So I'm basically asking you this morning, can I wear a Dublin jersey?
He's having an identity crisis.
I am a little bit. No one wants me. Not the Culchies or the Dubs want me.
Can Dave wear a Dublin jersey is the question. We're going to get a finite answer on this in the next few minutes. So
also, there is a poll up on Instagram as well at Official Spin 103 if you want to check it out. You can see myself and my lovely girlfriend in my Dublin jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And you can vote on the poll.
It's over there as well. So before 9 o'clock, we're going to have a finite answer on this. But for now, let's see what people are saying. This is Michelle.
I've born and raised in Kildare, but I've been living in Dublin the past 8 years with my partner. I don't think you should be allowed to wear one, just because I feel like it's sacrilege to where you're from, personally. Like, I would never wear a Dublin jersey, even though I've been here for the past 8 years.
Okay, that's from Michelle. She's saying, absolutely not. Well, how do you feel after that?
That's fair enough. I would understand that if I was just living in Dublin. But as I said, all my family are from Dublin. Do you know what I mean? So I like to be with my family.
Right. Here's Megan.
Morning, guys. I am also living in Bettystown like most of my life. I was born in the Rotunda. I lived in Dublin till I was 3. I've been in Bettystown for 26 years now, and I would still consider myself a Dub. We call ourselves Dulchies down here. I don't know if Dave's heard that before. So it's a Dub that lives in Culchieland, or down with Culchies. So Dulchies. So I would say wear the Dublin jersey. Like, I am not a Meath person whatsoever. I am definitely Dublin, even though I've lived in Meath most of my life. So wear the Dublin jersey, Dave.
Well, you're saying wear the Dublin jersey, but you're saying the kind of opposite in the way, for example, the point is that Dave was never born in Dublin. Mm-hmm. He's been from Meath, whereas you're, even though you left when you were 3, and you're definitely, like me with the whole Waterford thing, like, definitely spent way more time in Waterford than I did in Dublin, but still, for some reason, get away with the Dublin jersey because I was born here.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of way.
I spent most of my time in Dublin. As I said, any activities we did as a kid.
Technically, your address was Meath.
Of course, my address is Meath, but like anything, if we went on activities for, you know, swimming, or if we went to the beach, or if we went to anyone, our friend's house, it was always Dublin.
I know, I'm with you. That's why this
the
is
playground.
Such an interesting
topic. As a kid,
topic.
We'd always go to Dublin.
Hannah's Malahide. Standing by there. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're not too bad. All right, Hannah. Go on, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Can I wear a Dublin jersey?
I'm thinking you should get one of those half and half ones. Do you ever see those? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I think you're rejected anyway, so you may as well fit the bill, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. Rejected by both, so I wear both. Annoy both crowds.
The jersey of shame.
I kind of do like that. Shame number 7 on the back.
Can I ask, though, just from aesthetics point of view, I know the Dublin colours. What are the Meath colours?
Green and yellow.
Man, they'd kind of clash as well on a jersey like that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Okay, interesting. I don't think he's going to do it, but it is a way, it would be a way to solve the problem, Hannah. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Okay, thanks, William. Bye.
Bye. Then this voice went in from Siobhan on this as well.
Dave, you absolute neck you wearing a Dublin jersey when you're from Leeds. Another man down. I'm absolutely allergic for you.
Oh my God.
Scarlet. Do you know what's funny? Sean Carey, who does a show here in Spin on the weekends, just texted me and he said, I'm a Dublin man, but I support Meath. Why is that fine?
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what's even more annoying about this whole thing? If the result in the next few minutes is no, he cannot wear a Dublin jersey, it's one of the nicest jerseys available. Like, it's a lovely colour combo.
I also just don't have a Meath jersey. If I had a Meath jersey, none of this would happen. But I have 2 Dublin jerseys.
Well, we're going to have to burn them on if people are saying no. Can Dave wear a Dublin jersey? Final chance to get your votes in as a Meath man. 087 711 1038. There's Instagram poll on our story as well at Official Spin 1038. Okay, the debacle of the ages. Can you wear a jersey from the county that you're not technically from? A county that you're not born born in. It's a big Irish thing and it's always caused issues, but Dave was spotted in Croke Park a few weeks ago sporting a Dublin jersey. He's from Meath, but obviously has loads of ties to Dublin.
Sometimes I just find it fun to annoy people too. Do you know what I mean? I knew it would annoy some people. So this morning I'm curious and we need to get down to the bottom of it. Can I wear a Dublin jersey? My entire family is from Dublin. My girlfriend's from Dublin. My girlfriend's dad used to play for Dublin.
Not enough mention of Meath now, if you ask me here.
Well, of course, but like I lived in Meath for, you know what I mean, for 21 years. Do you know what I mean? And then I didn't. But like, then I moved to Waterford. Would I wear, do you know what I mean? I would wear a Waterford jersey if I was living down there. Do you know what I mean?
Lots of people are kind of protective of that, saying if you're not born and reared in a certain place, you shouldn't be wearing the jersey. Anyway, we'll see now what people say. Mark has been in touch.
Well, Dave, I'm in kind of the same situation as you, only it's the country. I'm sure Callum's the same. I was born in England. All my family's from Drogheda. But my mum and dad moved over there, and then me and my brother were born over there, and then we came back here when we were like 7 or 8 years old. So no, I would never wear an England jersey over here. That's another story. But I think you're okay to wear the Dublin jersey. But if Dublin ever get Meath in an All-Ireland final or anything like that, that's just a tough decision you're going to have to make on the day. What I will say as well is that you're an Irish man and you wear a Man United jersey. So it's not the exact same, but it's similar enough. You're not from Manchester, you're not from England, but you wear a Man United jersey, and I'm sure you wear an Irish jersey when Ireland are playing. So I think the Dublin need should be an easier decision than wearing a Man United jersey.
Interesting, good points from Mark.
Another,
he's a smart guy.
Another good Drogheda man, even though not from Drogheda, but I did spend time there.
Darren was in touch on this as well. He said, no, he can't wear a Dublin jersey. He's a Meath man, unfortunately, he says. I'm Louth, by the way. Would he wear an English jersey if he had friends or family from England?
No, I wouldn't. Out of fear of getting beaten up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't do that, Darren. But that, in my opinion, that's very different.
On Instagram, the poll's only been live for like 15 minutes, so it's hard to kind of get a finite result just yet from that. It probably needs more time to breathe over on Instagram. But Callum, what are we looking like?
Yeah, even just like the messages that we're getting through in the minute, it's all very split. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when we've done these polls, it's always gone like one way or the other, like 70-30 or something. At the minute online, like you said, the vote's only been up for the last 15 minutes or so. We're rolling around like the 52-48%.
Wow.
So it's flipping back and forward.
Now, in of interest, Callum is obviously from England.
Yeah.
But Callum could wear an Irish jersey.
I have an Irish jersey. I also have a Dubs jersey as
Do
well.
You?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But like all those messages, I wouldn't wear an English jersey just because it's not the popular thing. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the county by county protectiveness though as well, of like, you know, for example, if I am in a Dublin jersey even though I was born here, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
If I wore that in Waterford, they'd be like, sorry now.
Yeah.
Excuse me, get your Waterford jersey on.
I have a counter thing, right? I think I have it figured out, right? If the answer is yes, I can wear a Dublin jersey, right? I will wear a Dublin jersey when Dublin are playing, unless they are playing Meath. Then I won't wear a Dublin jersey. If I have a Meath jersey, I'll wear a Meath jersey.
What's this crack anyway, Callum? Where are we looking?
Do you know what? We're going to leave this poll up on Instagram for the remainder of the day. We'll come back to it tomorrow because the messages are still coming in as well.
Okay.
And we'll get a definitive answer about past 8 tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow!
Because we still don't have an answer to the Dave debacle. Can he wear a Dublin jersey as a Meath man? We're going to keep the lines open on this because it is still so split, and give people a chance to vote in the Instagram poll and get their opinions
in. I'm genuinely shocked that it's split, because why wouldn't you want someone to wear a Dublin jersey? If you're from Dublin, why wouldn't you want other people being proud of
their... Remember at the beginning of this conversation where you said you wouldn't mind either way?
Annoying me now, because I'm like, thinking about it.
At the beginning of this conversation where you said, if it's no, I'd fully accept that. I am a proud Meath man. Do you remember that?
I will accept it. I will accept the results, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
If someone was from Limerick and wanted to wear a Meath jersey, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Guys, drop everything else. Just let them keep it going until 10 o'clock. We'll get our results tomorrow. You can vote on the poll on Insta Stories 087-711-1038 for your messages as well. No, I'm a honey and the boogie and the boogity beats.
I don't know any lyric.
I said
lyric.
A hey, a hey.
Do you want to hear what I would say? Yep. Do you know my mommy and a boogie and a wee ee ee?
That's exactly what they're saying.
A boogie and a wee. Me on a night out, what?
A boogie and a wee. Last catch up and the catch up song rounding off this morning's 93. So it's back again with Steve K from 3 and back with us in the morning.
That's the same energy as the Cheeky Girls. We are the Cheeky Girls. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, for a while energy. Actually, now that you say it, I thought the Cheeky Girls and Last Ketchup were the same thing.
They were just the Spanish version.
Who knew? Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
El Cheeky Girls, if you will. El Ketchup.
Okay, here we go. The Tricky Tenor, second play this morning. It's with Lisa. How are you?
All good, yeah.
Good stuff. Any what's plans? Oh, hello.
I'm just here with my little boy, Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Very good. Noah's a lovely name. I feel like it's a name that has kind of become quite popular. Was he born... No, that's Noel is born on Christmas. Sorry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Noah was...
It was very rainy the night he was born. So
Noah, that was our kind of... I need an arc to get this fella out.
That's unreal, Lisa. I love that. What age is Noah?
He's 9.
He's 9. And will he be helping you out with the tricky 10?
Hopefully.
All right. Well, hopefully one of the questions is, what age is Noah? Lisa, what's the crack for you for the day?
How many animals were on Noah's Ark? Would that be a tricky 10 question?
I'd prefer to know how Lisa's day is looking, actually.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Any
yeah.
crack? What are you up to? Are you going to work or what's the story?
No. Finished work now. We're going away on Saturday.
Happy days. Where are you going on Saturday?
Oh, we're going to Spain.
Lovely. Any particular part?
Lasagna.
That's what I had for dinner last night. Fifu's do a lovely lasagna.
Right, come on, let's do this thing. For God's sake, $2,000 for your holidays would be lovely. So you wouldn't even be around to go to Dermot Kennedy then, would you? If you won the tickets, you'd have to give them something else.
My sister is a big fan, so I would have to give them to her.
That's nice of you, Lisa. All right, well, let's see if we can get you those tickets for your sister. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win those pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Now, Alan is currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 48.71 seconds. So, Lisa, we're rooting for you. The very best of luck on this. Emma's going to ask your questions.
You.
Deep breath in.
You got this, Lisa and Noah. The best of luck. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. How many days are there in half a fortnight?
7.
A popular dish at the Chinese takeaway would be a 3 or 4 in what?
1.
In the Moorbags, how many Moorbags were there?
3.
Lionel Messi wears what number jersey for Argentina?
9.
The second generation Xbox was called the what 60?
5.
What is 16 divided by 4?
4.
How many goals were scored in the Argentina versus Egypt World Cup match last night?
Altogether?
Yeah.
2, I'd say. Honestly.
How many letters are there in the word nauseous? Nauseous.
8.
If you had a 5.1 surround sound system, how many speakers would you have in total?
10.
The same 10 there. Okay.
All right, Lisa.
Noah, well done. You got in there.
How did you find it? How did you find it, guys?
Oh, terrible, because I had already given the numbers to loads of the questions that the Argentina were like.
That's funny, but you know what, Lisa? As long as you had fun, it doesn't matter.
I'm really proud of Noah for getting in there very clearly.
Yeah, Noah, that was unbelievable. All right, shall we find out? If you were to put a number on your score, Lisa, what would you say it was?
Like 2.
2, okay, so anything over a 2 you'd be happy with.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Lisa, not too bad. A score of 4 out of 9.
Way
questions
better than
asked.
You thought. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. There are 3 more bags instead. There are 2 more bags instead of the answer of 3. Lionel Messi wears number 10 for Argentina and not number 9. The second generation Xbox was called the 360 and not the 560. You were kind of close in it. You said like 5.
Yeah, I was having that moment of like, we have to accept your first answer. And if she kind of said the word 3, but it was like 2.
Which isn't an answer, unfortunately. How many goals were scored in the Argentina versus Egypt World Cup match last night? There was 5 instead of 2. And if you had a 5.1 surround sound system, how many speakers would you have? That would be 6. It's 3 front, 2 rear, and 1 subwoofer. You said 10.
What's a subwoofer?
Like a big speaker.
It's a bassy thing.
Okay. Very good. I didn't know that. Well, look, you should be very proud of yourself. What a good team. And go and enjoy your holiday in lasagna.
Yeah, enjoy it. I'm starving now. I've never heard of lasagna.
Neither have I. Was it north or south?
It's near Alicante.
Oh, grand. Very good. I should know that area, all right. Yeah. Does Noah love lasagna? He does.
Does, yeah.
Big fan.
Oh, okay. It's lasagna.
Yeah.
It's L-A space Z-N-I-A. Okay,
but will forever on the show be known as lasagna.
Lasagna. Brilliant.
Mind yourself, guys. Have a good holiday. Talk to you later.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't wait till next year when I go to spaghetti.
What's that meant to be?
Spaghetti?
For what country?
It's Italy.
Sorry,
you're just not picking up what I'm putting down at all here, Emma. It's been really embarrassing for you.
This has been...
Guys, I'm no scholar. I don't know if you know this. I'm no scholar.
You strike me as quite the scholar.
But I do enjoy words and phrases and finding out where they came from. I always find that interesting because I'm like, how did that become a thing in today's society? For example, one of my favourites is That's My Roman Empire, where this was just a TikTok where it was like, men think about the Roman Empire all the time. And now we say that as a thing to be like, that's what we think of nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, my Roman Empire is whatever.
Roman Empire has been Marcus Mumford since Sunday.
Love Island. Like, do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So I went back researching this or anything. I saw a TikTok and I'm copying the TikTok.
That's okay, because TikTok can teach you things.
It can, and it really did. So I want to say thank you very much to this person who put up this TikTok. Her name is Nicole Breaks It Down, and she's given us some origins of some well-known phrases.
Nice.
Enjoy. When a sailor would feel seasick during a storm, they would tell him to go to the bottom of the ship where the rocking was less severe, therefore putting him under the weather.
Oh!
Yes. A naval hero named Horatio Nelson was blind in one eye. During battle, he was signalled by superiors to retreat. So he raised the telescope to his blind eye and claimed he didn't see the order, thus turning a blind eye.
Wow. Sorry, why do I have goosebumps?
I have no idea.
Literally, I'm tingling. Tell me more.
Bags of extra baseballs are placed on the field for each baseball game. And in 1916, the New York Giants were on a 26-game winning streak. Out of superstition, they started picking up the bag of balls in the ninth inning. They felt like this would ensure their win because they would have captured the game in the bag.
Very good. You got it in the bag.
In 1709... John Dennis invented a way to simulate thunder in his plays. Now, the play unfortunately flopped, but he went to another play where they used the same method. He stood up in the middle of the play and shouted, "That's my thunder," thus where we get the phrase, "You stole my thunder."
Oh, this doesn't feel real. That feels like something Dave's he's pranking us.
I went and I researched this on ChatGPT and I said, "Are these true?" Some of them are true.
It's up to you to figure out which ones I'm making up. I can't tell you.
40% of these are true.
There are hairs standing down my spine.
When people were executed by hanging, the trapdoor beneath them would open suddenly, causing them to drop dead. The phrase then became popular for drop dead. Yeah. In early silent films, they often ended in chase scenes. So when audiences would want them to just skip the boring parts, they would say, "Cut to the chase."
Wow.
Beds were once made of ropes that had to be pulled tight to support the mattress. This is where we get the term sleep tight.
No bloody way.
Red ribbon was used in Britain from the 16th century onwards to tie together official government documents. And that is why we call it red tape.
Oh,
medieval goodness. Bakers... This one is 100% true. Medieval bakers would usually add an extra loaf so they wouldn't get punished for selling underweight bread. That's why 13 pieces is referred to as a baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen.
Before anesthetics, soldiers injured in battle sometimes bit down on a bullet during painful operations to help endure the pain.
Of course.
Hence the expression, bite the bullet.
Bite the bullet.
And they are some potentially true statements.
The one that I love the most, have you heard Saved by the Bell? I know I mentioned the show years ago, but it was ages ago. So way back when, don't have the details on me now, so time periods are way off. Let's just say back in the 1800s, needless to go, when the town started getting more and more populated after whatever revolution, my history is not my thing, don't judge me. There wasn't enough water supply for people, so they drank something a lot stronger. And as a result, a lot of them would appear asleep a lot of the time because they were drinking themselves asleep, essentially. People were buried, assumed dead, right?
Oh my God.
So then they had these people...
They were buried with a bell.
So everyone was then buried with a bell, and you had these people in the towers in graveyards.
Yeah.
And when they realised that they were burying people alive accidentally sometimes, and literally when the person would wake up after coming around, they'd ring their bell.
That's unreal.
And that's when you would be saved by the bell.
And was that like true, or was that like my stuff, or it might be true?
I believe that to be true.
I've just fact checked it. It's not true.
That is true.
No,
now, it's in a book I read. It's in an actual book.
Historians from institutions confirm that it is a myth. And the origin, but the origin, it's something a bit close to your heart. The origin originated in boxing when a boxer is struggling and the bell signals the end of the round. It's time for a little break.
I can't tell you how many people I've told that graveyard story to. You're telling me that's a lie.
This show, unfortunately,
So you saying it's boxing, you thought it was the dead thing. I personally thought it was when you were in school and you didn't have your homework done and they were just about to ask for the homework and then bing, bing. You're like,
that kind of ties into the boxing thing.
Yeah.
It's like an urban myth.
Okay, but you listening, even though mine is clearly a lie, wasn't the best story.
Anyway, like out of most statements, out of all the statements on the show, most of them ones were true. Or maybe some of them.
And that's the best we can do, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mentioned I'm feeling a little bit sad today because it's the end of the Marnie Park summer era. And as someone who, like everyone else, I'm not special, but I love a good outdoor gig.
You're special.
Well, thank you, Dave. My favourite time of year. I love it. My cousin has selfishly booked her wedding for the weekend of Electric Picnic in Spain.
Oh my God.
So for the first time in over a decade, I can't do my festivals. I stupidly booked a weekend in West Cork.
Oh, the horror.
The horror. And didn't realise after booking it in, it was the weekend of altogether now.
I have to go to the continent for a wedding.
Oh dear. So basically, that's, apart from Dermot Kennedy on Sunday, that's the end. That's the end of the outdoors gigs for me this year.
Right.
Apart from Dermot Kennedy. But Marley Park has obviously been exceptionally class for me as someone who rents in the area. It's just
what
so
an incredible
handy
venue.
Do you love it?
I love it. It's so good.
It is brilliant crack. It's so handy for me to get home from as well. I've just had
that's why I like
ball.
It is because it's handy for you.
I've never been to Marley Park outside of gig season, so I'd say for me going in there, it'd be really weird going in there not seeing like the stage.
Yeah
I know what you mean. It is a bit confusing, but anyway, I'm just sad because Pitbull was last night. It was so much fun. What a way to go out on such a high. Like the laugh
he
and the
was
messing.
Excellent.
He's playing Limerick tonight if you want to.
Yes.
Go.
My friend Park, Megan's going. It? Yeah. We were really stressed now because we were walking down to Marley Park last night and surrounded by ball caps. We were like, we're idiots. And I want to give a special shout out to the guy outside centre who was selling the ball caps. And I love that he was illegally selling the ball caps in front of a guard who was just chatting to him while he was doing
love
it.
Love that.
Him and the guard just chatting away and people coming up to him with their tenors and giving out the ball caps. Well, the guard's like, yeah, anyway, so it'll be a good gig tonight. Like, not a bother.
That's brilliant.
It was great crack. But look, I just want to say from Olivia a couple of weeks ago, 18 days ago, she kicked this all off, was Olivia Dean. Until now, it's been quite the journey. I've been very lucky to go to every single gig but one. And with the help of ChatGPT and me editing it and making it not so crap, I've created a little poem to say thank you and goodbye to the Marley Park gigs of 2026. Across 18 days of song and cheer, it's now time to end the year. Marley Park, you've played your part. Within walking distance from me, no need for the dart. It kicked off on a Saturday night. Olivia had us feeling right. The People's Princess, she stole the show. Though fans still waited row by row for Sam Fender to make its surprise debut, he's definitely coming. But it wasn't true.
That was really humbling.
It was. The roads were buzzing, packed and loud. Buses, guards, a happy crowd. A little rest, then back for more when CMAT came to steal the floor.
Stole the floor, a phrase?
It is when you're really under pressure and it's 10 to 7 and you're about to go on air. With Lewis Capaldi by her side, the laughs were totally amplified. Friday came, The Cure took to the stage, a soundtrack fit for every age. I hadn't a clue what was going on, but singing Friday I'm in Love, no need to yawn.
This is garbage.
Callum, David, I put a lot of work into this.
No, you didn't.
I actually did.
You said, let me copy your homework, but I won't do it word for word.
Then Calvin Harris raised the heat. The Longitude crew back on their feet.
R.I.P.
Hands in the air from dusk till dawn. Another massive night in Marley Park. That didn't rhyme. One regret.
Do it again. Do that sentence, the whole thing again. Do that whole section.
Hands in the air from dusk till dark. Until Dawn, Another Night for Marley Park. I meant to say Dark. That's what happened there. Yeah, my bad. One regret in the summer so fine, missing Florence the Machine. Plays on my mind. The FOMO was real, I won't pretend. But at least I got to hear it in bed.
That was good. That was a good line.
With Mumford & Sons, they brought Folk and Fire, with Hozier taking things up even higher. And Marcus Mumford, I nearly died. He's never looked better. What a bleeding right.
Love that.
Then came the finale. Loud and Bald, a story that'll long be told. Ball caps everywhere in sight. Fair play to the lad outside Centra who sold them all night. Pitbull stormed the stage with pride. Little John roaring by his side. I never thought I'd get to hear Get Low live.
That was a fever dream.
It was amazing. I never thought I'd get to hear that that song live. And somehow, last night, that dream came alive. The music's over, the crowds have left, it's boring now, I'm a bit bereft. With that ends my concert season for the year. Oh, apart from Dermo, but that's not as near. As the Aviva is miles from home, it's true, no 10-minute stroll like I've been used to. Home to my dog's cuddles and welcoming bark, nothing beats coming home from Marley Park.
Very,
I'm
well,
sad.
No, I'm not going to say very good. Good.
I'll take good.
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Would you give me a smiley face if you were the teacher beside the tick?
Maybe not a smiley face, maybe a thumbs up.
And would you give, how'd you draw that in a page?
I don't know.
What percentage would you give me, Paige?
I would give it a 55.
I'll take it. That'll do.
Not bad. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.